The custom of making a beracha on the talet katan. It seems that the Sephardic custom is that in the morning at least we don't make a beracha on talet katan. What we do is we put it on without a beracha and we make the beracha on the talet gadol when we come to the synagogue, and we have in mind to be yotzeh with that beracha to cover the talit katan. The question is why? Where did that custom come from that we don't make a specific beracha on talit katan? After all, Maran and Shulchan Aruch mentions the beracha of Amid Vatisit or the Ta'tef on a talit katan. So there's a couple of reasons for the minhag. Some want to say because the shi'ur of the talit katan might not be big enough to make a beracha. There is one opinion that says the talit katan has to come all the way down to your knees. And since most talit katans are not that shi'ur, so that would be a sefek to make a beracha if it's less than that. There's a sefer called Esh el Avraham from Buchach. He holds that if you're embarrassed to wear the beged over your shirt, so therefore you don't make a beracha in such a case. And nowadays, people would be embarrassed to wear it over their garment completely. So that's another reason. Others say that we're worried that the talit, even if it has the right shi'ur, the talit katan, it might shrink. And as a result of it shrinking, so it's going to lose the shi'ur when you wash it. And some want to say we don't put it on with a beracha because we don't know what the beracha really is supposed to be. Is it the ta'atef seed or is it amitvat seed? So we get around that problem as well. Others come along and say that the Eskil Avdi, which is Hakam of Ajahadaya, in Helek Het, he says because of these reasons, the custom is to make the beracha on the talit gadol neshul. However, all of these reasons can be refuted. And they're not such strong reasons. For example, the rabbi that says that the talit goes down to your legs or your knees, that's one opinion. The majority of opinions say it's much less than that. To say that people are embarrassed to wear the talit katan, first of all, the Hasidim, they wear the talit katan over their garments today. You see, they're not embarrassed. And anyway, that sibarat to say you don't make a beracha because people are embarrassed is refuted. Shrinkage, today the talits are made solid. Most of them don't shrink. Maran clearly said you can make amid vatisit on the talit katan. The only problem we have is we make a beracha in the synagogue on the talit gadol, which we can't get out of that. We do. However, what about in the case, for example, where in the middle of the day, a person goes swimming, and he takes up his talit katan, and he takes it off for a half hour, and now he comes back and wants to put it on. You can't tell me, well, he's going to put on his talit tomorrow morning, talit gadol. Halakha would say, if the talit has the proper shi'ur, he can't make a beracha. Or let's say, for example, Erev Shabbat, he changes his talit katan. So although he was yotzeh with his talit katan, with the beracha he made on the morning, on his talit gadol, now he's putting on a totally different garment. That wasn't covered. So therefore, when he puts on the new garment, if it has the shi'ud, he can make a beracha. That's what Hakam of Ajah holds as well in Yabiya Omer, in Helek Het, in Siman Bet. The question is, what is the shi'ud of a talit? That's the million-dollar question. The Ben Ish Chai held, as long as it is 1.5 amma long by 1 amma in the width, 1.5 by 1, the Ben Ish Chai held that one can recite a blessing. Hakam of Ajan Yahavidat in Helik 5, as well as in Yabiya Omer in Helik Het, concurred with that Ben Ish Chai. And therefore many people think that Hakam of Ajah's opinion is that as long as it's 1.5 by 1, you can make a beracha. However, in a later book, in Halichot Olam, which he wrote later, on the Ben Ish Chai in volume 1, he retracted and he holds that the proper shi'ur of a talet has to be 2 amot long by 1 ammah wide. Anything less than that, he holds you cannot make a beracha on the talet. Now what is that shi'ur? Well, if you're going in centimeters, it'll be 96 centimeters long without the hole. You're not counting the hole. So you're going from the end of the garment to the hole, 48 centimeters. And then from the bottom of the hole down another 48 centimeters. So you have 96. And 48 centimeters across. There you can count the hole. When you're going across, so it's 2 ammah by 1 ammah. If you want to get the inches of it, it would be 37.79 inches long and 18.89 inches wide. That would be according to the way we calculate. Of course, Chazon Ish would be 47.2 inches by 23.6 inches. Chazon Ish has higher measurements. But according to Al-Manag that we followed up, Chaim Na'eh, as long as the talit is 37.79 long and by 18.89 wide, one can make a beracha on such a talit katan. So you got to go to the store and you got to bring your measuring sticks. When they tell you in the store it's a 24, so that already shiur you'll be covered even according to the Chazon Ish. But again, now that you know the measurements, you could know whether you're allowed to make a beracha. Now, it's not going to make a difference on Shabbat. Whatever size your talit katan is, Acham Avadya says, you could wear it on Shabbat, and it's not considered carrying. So you don't have a problem of that. Your problem is you need to make a beracha. People think, okay, Shabbat, I'm changing on Friday night afternoon, I'm changing my talit katan, I'll make a beracha. Slow down. Is that the proper shi'ud? Yeah, it's 1.5 by 1. Acham Avadya retracted from that. Acham Avadya says 1.5 is not enough. It's got to be 2 ammah. So one has to keep that in mind. Last but not least is the opinion of Rabbeinu Ari that says the talit katan should not have sleeves. Although you could put a snap and a button, but sleeves that extend over the shoulders, that Arizal said, is not proper. Today they sell sometimes undershirts, you see, and things like that. But they actually are an undershirt with sleeves that they put tassels on it. Again, kasher, no question about it. But those that are strict to follow the Shitav de Benu Ari would opt for the regular standard open-sided talit katan to fulfill that opinion.